This is Five Live Breakfast. Your call.
We're going to talk in the next 10 minutes or so to Yasmin Alibi Brown, the columnist for The Independent, to Pavin Harrow, and Brad is still there from Human Rights Watch. Yasmin Alibi Brown, are we in any position to criticise countries for stoning people to death?
I don't think our politicians are. I think our human rights organisations certainly do have that right and should absolutely be speaking up. But I think for our politicians, I think and we're in the middle of talking about allegedly what some British soldiers did in Iraq, I don't think they have any moral authority anymore in the world to lecture anyone on human rights abuses. That's one of the prices, I think, that is paid by countries who think there's one law for us and one law for them.
But our politicians surely have a moral duty too, to point out these abuses, appalling abuses in other countries, countries which frankly have uncivilized laws.
Well, I think it's absolutely right. For example, Mandela has the moral authority, which sadly isn't used often enough, to say to countries, or lecture them even on their human rights abuses. In this country, our politicians lost that authority.
Not all
of them.
Not all of them.
Since the war in Iraq, I think our politics, except for the ones who voted against the war, and there are very few of those, I think one of the consequences of this adventure is that I think our human rights organisations have absolutely the right to do what they're doing. And I also think we should remember what we did in China not that long ago in terms of Chinese ways of thinking about time, which is we went to war with that country because they resisted our traders wanting to spread the opium habit. So, you know, we have to be careful about our own history there.
Brad, do you want to come in?
Yeah, I think that you're making the perfect the enemy of the good, to use a right phrase. I mean, if we had to only have politicians or governments speak when they have no baggage and there's no hypocrisy involved, then we would all fall silent. And that's been the case in the United States, which has led the human rights movement internationally for decades. Even in the better times, even before the Bush administration, the United States had a lot to answer for, as does Britain, as does France, as does any colonial power. The point is that we live in the here and now, and I don't accept your point about the Chinese understanding of time. People in China are human beings. They understand their lives of their children. The man who just went to jail for 2.5 years because his child got sick with tainted milk and who wanted to stand up for
him. I don't think that takes away my argument at all. I think human rights organizations have an absolute duty.
No, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
But
governments
politicians
have to
who are
we can't carry this
at present
by
involved in investigations about human rights violations. We're going through it ourselves, and there's been no coming clean here by our politicians.
So a politician can't say, listen, I really think it's wrong that you throw, you don't educate girl children in your country, but I can't really tell you that because I thought there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. This doesn't make much sense.
You can say whatever you like, but if you're David Cameron, no, you can't.
Because he thought there were weapons of mass destruction in good faith.
No, the only authority politicians can have for themselves is rare creatures like Mandela, who did the right thing and in the right way, eventually. And I think you have to make a distinction between politicians and human rights activists.
Well, I appreciate that distinction.
So every single politician in this country who voted for the war in Iraq, for whatever reason, is morally a busted flush, Yasmin.
Yes, I do believe that.
For how long? I mean, the point is that, you know, human rights is a discussion that takes place on various levels, at the citizen level, at the organizational level, like Human Rights Watch or Amnesty, and governments. There are international fora all over the world. There's the Human Rights Council, there's the United Nations General Assembly, Security Council takes up. Are you saying that Britain should not raise these issues at any of those fora? I don't think that's a credible position.
I think until it cleans up its act, no. We still have no answers on some of these human rights abuses in Iraq. We have not come clean. That gives us no moral authority. That's the problem
that's
going on these adventures.
I mean, I think that's fair point.
But isn't it the point? Yasmin, we're reading about these human rights abuses. There are other countries which far worse human rights abuses that
absolutely
have no discussion, discussion about them in the press. They don't know about it, and they criticise us, and they're much worse. We debate it. We beat ourselves up about it, and that's quite right.
Sorry. sorry, I criticize them too. And let's not forget that some of the worst human rights abuses are going on in Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and this country never criticizes them officially.
Because they're our mates.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the point is to constantly go after all of these situations. I mean, you're suggesting pushing the mute button.
No, I'm only for
dirty
the,
hands,
only
and that's going to lead definitely to progress for people. How's that going to help someone in China or Saudi?
Now, what are they going to say? What is David Cameron going to say when he brings this up? And the Chinese authorities quite rightly say, well, what about your Abu Ghraib then?
Actually, can I just make this point, Nikki, I wanted to make from the beginning? The Chinese will respect David Cameron for bringing this up. Any leader who goes there and hits the mute button is laughed at by the Chinese. I know this very well. I work on China for many years.
Let me get another call in. Richard in Reading.